Half the Label presents Sounds of Unfathomable Horror, written and produced by Jay Magilton and Patrick Adair. Volume 6. You have one new message.
Frank! Where were you? He shot me, Frank! The drug dealer shot me! You said you'd be here! I'm bleeding a lot! Oh shit! They got you too! Jay! Jay, I'm on the phone to Frank! Give it to me! Oh god, it hurts so bad! Where were you, Frank? And not just tonight! You've not been replying to our messages, you've not been answering our calls! I'm starting to think this was all a big waste of time. But you know what? We've learned a really valuable lesson here. And that... Paddy! Paddy! Somebody call an ambulance! He's bleeding out! Stick with me, Paddy. Stick with me! Stick with me, Paddy, please!
You were always the one.
You see what you've done, Frank? You've now got blood on your hands.
Say hi to the kids of Eastbrook High.
Hi! Hello there!
Hey, what's up, guys?
Go away, weird kid!
Say hi to the kids of Eastbrook High. We learn and teach each other how to be the best of friends.
Can I join in this time?
Everyone's included, no one's at a loose end.
Well, maybe me!
Say hi to the kids.
Hey, Brock, didn't you hear? We just made varsity. Up top, bro.
Hey, Chad, could you sign my yearbook for me?
What have I told you about coming up to me in the hallway, weird kid? When I'm around, you live in your locker. God, I love being me. I'm hanging by the lockers, and the squad's all here. My arms are getting tired from punching nerds. Hey, Brock, come on and throw me a beer. Tomorrow night is prom. Me and my boys are living the dream. I got my pick of the girls out of the whole world. But I'm gonna nail the prom queen, cause I'm a cool kid. Which popular cool kid? I like to run this school while looking super cool, so get used to it.
Hey, Tiffany, how's it going, girl?
Oh my god, do not even get me started, okay? My dad cut me off again.
Hey, Tiffany, would you go to prom with me?
Ew! Oh my god, get the fuck away from me, weird kid. That's disgusting, okay? Oh my god, there's Chad. Oh my god, how's my hair look? Oh, do my boobs look okay? Oh my god, he's coming right over. Oh god, all right. Cool, baby, let's go.
I'm chilling with my homegirls, and my life's the bomb. I've just had a smoke in the bathroom stall. Now all I need's a date for prom. Now how do I let Chad know that I think he looks kind of fit? Ooh, I'll just blink my eyes and spread my thighs. That usually does the trick. Cause I'm the prom queen. Sexy, carefree prom queen. I don't use pronouns, but I'll wear my crown because it's so ream.
Oh god, school's the worst. Hey, Mr. Seawright? Oh,
what is it, weird kid?
Well, lately I've been having these dark thoughts. Can I ask you if...
Look, prom is tomorrow, then you're not my problem anymore. You're a nobody, weird kid. Nobody even knows your name. When class ends tomorrow, you kids are as good as dead to me. Especially you, weird kid. Now get out of here.
All right, they'll see.
I'm walking down the halls, and no one knows my name. Nobody made the effort to be my friend, so tomorrow they're gonna pay. Oh, because I'm gonna get my dad's gun from under his bed. And then tomorrow night, when the feeling's right, I'm gonna shoot them all in the head. Why? Cause I'm the weird kid, the psycho fucking weird kid. Oh, they're gonna scream and run as I pull up my gun. They better be quick.
What are you doing, weird kid? Nobody likes you here. Beat it, dumbass. Now, where was I? Oh, yeah.
Hi there, Chad.
Hey, Tiffany. Will you go to prom with me?
OMG. Of course I will. And it's okay, cause I'm on the pill. I love your shirt.
Your boobs look great.
You're such a flirt.
Your boobs still look great.
I look hot.
And I look buff.
Popular,
and that's enough.
We're the kids of Eastbrook High, together standing tall and strong. We waited all year for tomorrow night. What could possibly go wrong?
No more homework for us anymore, just clear blue skies ahead.
The parents are gonna turn on the news and see that the kids are dead.
Fuck off, weird kid.
Tomorrow's the day all our cares go away and the dawning of our lives.
As soon as my gun runs out of bullets, that's when I'll take out my knife.
Promise what we've been waiting for, and nothing's gonna get in our way. So you better be dressed to impress, cause tomorrow is the day.
I got my trench coat.
Tomorrow is the day.
I'm gonna slit your throat.
Tomorrow is the day.
You're all gonna pay.
Tomorrow is the day.
Now I'm going to the prom. The safety's off, but I got my fedora on. The breath is gonna be gone. Why can't they see when they mocked me that I couldn't take it anymore? Their body's gonna hit the floor. Why did you have to ignore me? I wouldn't have had to bring my AR-15. That only seems fair to me. Here I go.
Oh God, not you!
What are you doing here, weird kid? Nobody invited you! This is our prom!
And what's he even wearing? Didn't you know, weird kid? Trench coats are so last year.
I can see you.
Well, well, well. What do we have here?
Dylan, please. I'm so sorry about...
It's too late for that. And it's weird, kid. It was always weird, kid.
Oh, weird kid.
Weird kid. No one left to call me weird kid. Oh, and now I've had my fun before the cops come. I'm gonna end it.
Okay, hiya, here, come in. Take a wee seat there. Just take a wee seat. My name's Archer. I'll be your spiritual guide today. And you are?
Hiya, I'm Jerry. And this is my wife, Susan.
Look, well, it's lovely to meet you. Now, a wee birdie's told me that there's someone on the other side that you're wanting to speak to in particular. Is that right?
Yeah, our son, George. He died of leukemia last year. It's his first birthday without him. Oh, we just want to make sure he's okay.
George, That's okay. I know. Now, what we're going to do here today is we're going to get you the closure that you both deserve. All right? So that you can move on with your lives, knowing George is in a good place. Okay? All right?
Just any type of closure. To know that he's okay.
Shh, now don't you worry there, darling. Now, first of all, what we're going to do is we're going to dim the lights a wee bit and we're going to hold hands. This is going to combine our energies so that we can reach out to the other side. Okay? All right? Okay? Now feel your spirits become one with the room and reach out. George? Are you there, pet? My name's Archer and I'm here with your parents now. They'd really love to speak to you. Go on, talk to him.
George? Are you there, son? It's me, Dad. Your mother and I miss you so much. Oh, God, this is so stupid.
Wait. I think I see something coming through now. It's a wee boy, about 7 or 8, curly hair, freckles. I think he's wearing a Manchester United top.
Oh my God, that's him! That's our boy, George! George!
He's reaching out to me now. He's trying to say something.
George, what is it, son?
I can hear him now. He's trying to say...
Yeah?
Ah! Ah! I'm burning! I'm burning! You never had me baptized! You never had me baptized! I'm burning in hell! Oh, God! I hate you! I hate you!
And that's him gone now. I'm so glad we could get that bit of closure for the two of yous. I really hope it helps yous move on. So that'll be £200 for this session. And if yous are wanting to speak to Georgie again, he says he'll be free next Saturday at 4:30. Just so yous know, I charge double then. Actually, now I think about it, this Saturday is my boyfriend's birthday, so probably not this week, but the week afterwards he says he's definitely free. Your dead son, that is, not my boyfriend. So that's me on my lunch now. It was lovely to meet yous. Would yous mind if I left you a wee customer satisfaction card, if that's alright?
I love you so.
I'll just leave them here next to you, alright then? Alright then, bye-bye.
Scouts, now we're moving on to your badges. I see Timmy's gotten his level 3 sewing badge. You won't be needing your mum from now on, eh, Timmy?
Gee, thanks, Scoutmaster Lee.
Now, what we're going to be doing is... Jenkins, where is your knot-tying badge?
Oh, I was off for that, remember? My grandma wasn't too well.
Ah, of course, yes. Ah, my sincerest... Do you really think that's good enough, Jenkins?
I'm sorry, Scoutmaster Lee.
Sorry? Do you think Mother Nature will be sorry when you find yourself caught in her clutches, unable to tie your way out? Right, that's it. Through, get your coats. We're going on a little adventure. Come on, keep up. We're burning daylight here.
Scoutmaster Lee, my feet hurt.
They won't be the only thing that hurts when your plane crashes in uncharted land. Right, I think we're here.
We're a bit close to the edge, don't you think, Scoutmaster Lee?
All right, Jenkins, stand there for me, please. And take this. Now tell me, you're on a hike with your troop, but you get cut off. You lose your balance on a cliff edge and you fall. What do you do?
But Scoutmaster Lee, I have not lost my balance.
Screaming's not going to help you, Jenkins! Now tie yourself to that rock formation over there and pull yourself up! Hurry, before the plateau gives way!
But I don't know how!
Now, Sea Troop, this is exactly how important it is to never miss a class. It's now or never, Jenkins! If you don't act fast, the next thing you'll be doing is joining Grandma and showing her how much of a pathetic failure her grandson was! Now do it! Jenkins!
Uh,
Now, did you see that troop? I think we can all learn a thing or two from Jenkins. He thought on his feet when thrown into a situation out of his control.
Scout Masterly, I don't feel so good.
Don't be so modest, kid. You've earned it.
All I can see is red.
Now, are any of the rest of you missing any badges I should know about? Ha! Now that's exactly what I want to see from my platoon. Fully equipped, well prepared, and ready for... Blaney! Where on earth is your fire starting badge? You're miles from civilization. No one knows where you are. A crazed man has slashed your tires, and you've no way off the mountain. The cold winter night blows in, taking your body below freezing point. What do you do?
Okay, I find a stick and, rub it with a rock.
Scout Masterly, can we go back to the bus now? I can't feel my fingers anymore.
Don't you see, Jenkins? We can't go back now.
Why not?
Because I slashed the tires! And if you don't stop this fire now, Blaney, then we all freeze to death! And is that what you want on your 10-year-old's conscience, incompetence, and murder?
Oh, God, no!
Now, boys. You didn't actually think I'd have us freeze up here, did you? Step aside, Blaney. That's enough for one night.
Anytime you're out of luck and unable to start a fire naturally, that's why you should always pack a lighter and 50% proof tequila. Article 4, Section 22 of the Handbook. Now that's one way of warming up, but this, everybody stand back. And just like that, fire. Now take note, Blaney. That's how you keep body temperatures high and bear attacks low.
Lee?
That's Scoutmaster Lee to you.
Sorry. Scoutmaster Lee?
Yes, Timmy.
The forest is on fire! What do we do?
Ah, now that brings us on to your next badge. Your fire extinguishing badge. Equally as important, if not more so. Now, if you take a look at my arm and see where my fire starting badge is, this one will go right below... Oh.
What's wrong, Scoutmaster Lee?
Easter weekend, 1998. Local Pokemon tournament. I came fourth.
What's that got to do with...
I missed the class, Timmy! Don't you see? I never got my fire extinguishing badge!
What does that mean?
That we're all dead. No, that's not the Scoutmaster way. We must adapt. We must be prepared for anything. Boys, today you are now men. Let's do what we must. First things first, everyone take off your scarves and start fanning the flame. Together we should be able to make a draft that can...
Scoutmaster Lee! Blaney's on fire! Help me!
Oh, for God's sake. Denver, front and center.
Yes, sir?
Give me your bow, boy.
I have a fire extinguisher in here, fella.
Do as you're told, Denver. Now, whether it be hunting animals or a fallen comrade, always fire the second shot. This is it now, boys. Sometimes when you're in Mother Nature's house, you never get to leave. It is an honor to die by your side. Now, I hope you were all paying attention, troop. Even though it was just virtual reality, it highlights the importance of all your badges. This Scout Center really does have great activities, doesn't it, kids? Kids?
Freeze!
What?
Put down the boat and get on the ground!
What's happened?
Oh my God, my baby boy!
All I wanted to do was help them with their badge.
Looks like we got 9 victims. All minors.
I just wanted to help them with their badges!
Suspect detained.
Hi, it's Potty here. I was sitting here enjoying a coffee in my
favorite little cafe, and I thought I'd share with you one of my hobbies. The very few hobbies I get to do and the occasions I actually get some spare time around here. Jay can't be here, unfortunately. He's currently fighting a court case after he, we won't get into that. So I thought it'd be nice to show you the creative or artistic process works. I do this exercise called people watching. I like to sip on my coffee and watch people go by. And just by looking at them, I want to imagine who they are. What's going on in their lonely lives? Take this one, for example. Well, first of all, you can notice her smile. It's a huge, beautiful, infectious smile. Even though it's just started to rain outside, she's having an absolute blast. Oh, maybe it's all the heroin she just injected into her thigh under the bridge. All I know is she's smiling, that beautiful three-tooth smile. Oh, and take this gentleman. He's on the phone, and he doesn't look happy at all. He's a relatively young man, maybe about early 30s, I'd say. Oh, he's getting very cross now. Now, for this scenario, let's see what we can imagine together. See what world we can create. Let's say, for example, his doctor is on the phone and he's telling him he needs to start taking his medication again. Maybe he's been diagnosed with a mental condition that makes you empathize with complete strangers in an unhealthy and, well, borderline psychotic way simply by staring at them. Maybe he uses these delusions to portray his sick fantasies, unraveling years of untapped trauma. At least that's what the doctor says. He doesn't want to take the medication. It makes him slower, less efficient, less productive. He's not a machine. He's a man. He's alive. He's awake. Who's to say they aren't real? That he can't take other forms? They don't want him to know the truth. He can read minds. They're scared. And they should be. They don't know the first thing he's capable of. They try to medicate him to subdue him. But he's only growing more powerful. He's been chosen. He will ascend. If their signs didn't kill God, he will!
Pumpkin spice latte for Patty.
Oh, that's me over here. Cheers, Nick. Huh. Look at this guy. I wonder what his story is.
God, I can't believe I let you guys talk me into taking us on a ski trip to Europe. I mean, what was wrong with Dubai?
Oh, stop complaining. We always go somewhere hot. And besides, Julie's having fun.
My feet hurt.
No, they don't, sweetie.
Hey, look, there's a ski lift. And there's no queue. Come on, quick. Hey, buddy, you speak the English?
Yes.
Great. One ski lift to the top, please.
Lift closed.
What? You gotta be kidding me.
No. Lift closed.
Why? They look fine to me.
Ghosts.
Excuse me?
Lift closed because of ghosts.
So you're telling me that we've got to walk up the whole mountain because this ski lift has ghosts?
Oh, honey, he just means it's a haunted ski lift, like a ghost train.
No! Not like a ghost train. Up that lift lies an awoken evil. Some say it is a gateway to hell itself. Those who go up never come back. Death. Death is the only thing you will find up there. If you wish to go, I will let you. But only on one condition.
What?
80 euros.
Haha, sold and sold.
Oh, Earl, this will be so fun.
Do you take contactless?
Yeah, just give me a sec. You guys don't have cash, do you?
No, sorry. We're all out.
Oh, do you take American Express?
You know, I actually do.
Oh my God, no way!
I know, I think I must be like the only one. That's crazy, right? There we are. There's your card. There's your receipt. And there we go. The hounds of hell will tear you apart.
Yeah, give it a rest, buddy. You've already got our money. Come on, girls, let's go.
Oh, this view! Didn't I tell you it'd be all worth it?
I don't know. Don't you think that guy back there was a bit odd?
Oh, he's just foreign. They're all odd.
Yeah, I guess.
Are you having fun, Julie?
Look, Mommy! Somebody made a snowman down there!
You know, truth be told, I don't care where we go on holiday. Just so long as I get to spend some quality time with my favorite girls in the whole wide world.
I will consume your souls!
You're dragging me to hell! It's dragging me to hell!
You will be my bride!
Quick, quick! Helen, take my hand!
I'm melting! My flesh is melting! I can feel the flame!
Oh, God! My eyes! It's eating my eyes!
Daddy! The lamp! We're gonna fall!
I will make a mockery of your flesh!
Julie! You need to cut the wire!
Me? I can't!
It's either I go or we both go! Now cut the wire!
Daddy! I can't!
Cut the fucking wire!
One new message.
Hey, Frank. It's Jay. And before you stop listening, this is the last time you'll ever hear from us. Look, last night, Patty got caught up in a dodgy deal, and we both got shot. I'm alright, just a flesh wound, but Patty, he'll never walk again. And that brings the end of our journey here. But it's okay. We've learned a lot, and even though we've only been talking to your answering machine, for the first time ever, it's felt like someone was actually listening. Look, I just wanted to say sorry for all the calls, all the voicemails, and want you to know that for everything that you haven't done, you've done everything. It's been one hell of a journey. But for now, it's goodbye, Frank.
Karen. Who are those two boys?
Oh my god, Frank, I am so sorry.
We had them in a few weeks ago. Jay and Patty?
Look, we will block their numbers and you will not hear from them ever again.
No. That won't be necessary. I don't know what it is, you know? There's something about those guys. They remind me of me when I was that age. Just a young, dumb kid trying to make it in the business, you know? Maybe I've been sitting behind the desk for so long, I've forgotten what the whole damn thing's about. Karen, book them in for an appointment tomorrow. 2:30. Draft up some development contracts. I think they've got something we could really work with.
You have one new message.
Speak of the devils. I wonder if that's them now.
We're coming for you, Frank. They give us drugs, Frank. They try to calm us down with them. But they've only made us more angry, Frank. And guess who's with me? Patty's here!
They gave me robot legs, Frank. They gave me a robot spine. I can walk again. I'm more machine than man now, Frank. All you had to do was answer the phone, Frank. That's all you had to do! But no!
We know where your kids go to school, Frank! We're coming for them, and then we're coming for you!
Karen, I'm gonna go ahead and ask you to block that number.
You've been listening to Sounds of Unfathomable Horror, Volume 6, written and produced by Jay Magilton and Patrick Adair. Featuring Danny Boyle, Thomas Laurie, Fergus Lawther, and MVQ.